Chris Byrne is with me in studio. He is the content director for TTPM.com. That is Time to Play Magazine. We're going to talk about toys. How are you, Chris?
I am great.
This is amazing because I come into the studio and it's like Christmas morning, isn't it?
It is. After the toys have been well played with, they're a mess. I've made a mess in your studio.
You've got toys everywhere on our console. And by the way, with the weather the way it is here in St. Louis, it feels like Christmas weather, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it surely does.
Well, welcome back to St. Louis. Let's talk about toys and what's hot. This is, I guess it's not too early to be talking about this stuff, right?
Absolutely not. Things are going to start selling out in the next couple of weeks. It's really going to heat up.
Yeah, so really that's the hot toys, the things that parents really want, they'll be gone by Thanksgiving or at least early December?
They'll be gone in the next few weeks, so before Thanksgiving. But, you know, the retailers hold stuff back for the promotions that happen right after Thanksgiving. So if you don't get something before Thanksgiving, which I advise you do, but you don't get it, you may have another shot later on.
All right, so what's this thing here? It looks like it sort of looks like a board game, but I don't even know what that is. It's got things popping out, dinosaurs.
It's got all kinds of mess going on.
How would you describe that?
Flick-to-stick bungees. It's a collectible vinyl figure. They've got a magnet in the bottom, and you flick them onto the game board, but at the same time as you're trying to score points, your opponent is flipping the paddles to try and knock you off. So this is from a company called Jazzwares. It's very collectible characters, and it's really kind of active mayhem play, you know, kind of, you know,
it looks
banging
like fun.
Things
yeah,
around.
You're banging around.
I'm
on
banging
the,
around, making a
on
mess.
The switch, the flippy switch
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
we'll
the
call
paddles
it.
Kind of thing.
All right, so what else do we have?
Well, St. Louis company couldn't show up here without a St. Louis company, Sepia. They have this thing called the Amazing Zoos. And if you remember the Zuzu Pet craze from several years ago.
How could you forget them? I mean, that was like the monster craze for at least a year, right?
It was at least a year and a half. Yeah, just about. So now they have the Amazing Zoos. They see these guys. They actually do stunts. They have magic tricks. It encourages kids to do magic.
Now, just to describe this, you have put the Amazing Zoo Pet on top of what looks like a mini roller coaster.
It's a high dive. He's about to do the high dive.
Yeah, it looks like something that we would see at Six Flags,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, and they will go through all sorts of different studs. And
now that's pretty cool. I will say that. That's gonna if I'm 3 years old and I certainly act like I'm three. that's going to entertain me for hours, perhaps, right?
And they have stunt pets. They have magician pets. The magician pets will read the cards and then do the stunts. So it's really sophisticated. There are basic magic tricks kids can do, and we love magic for kids because it's so empowering.
So what happened to like the original Zuzu pets? Is that just collectibles now?
Well,
they come and go
still
so
some.
Quickly.
You can find some, but this is they have a new line called the Happies as well, which are sort of the next generation of Zuzu pets.
Okay.
And then these guys that do the stunts and totally collectible. This one's going to be a big sellout this year.
Chris Byrne is with me. He's the content director for TTPM, Time to Play Magazine. We're talking about holiday toys, hot holiday toys. I see Spider-Man now. He's on his back right now. Is he okay?
Well, he's just fine. This is the Spider-Man giant web-slinging figure. He's 14 inches tall.
Now, you're pointing that thing at me Chris. Is that dangerous? Can you put an eye on that?
It's not dangerous. He will shoot either silly string in a canister or he shoots water. You can load him up to shoot water. So he's web-slinging.
Wait a second. You're telling me I can shoot silly string out of Spider-Man?
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of like the idea of web.
Oh,
so.
I'm getting that for sure. I don't even need any kids to have that one.
And now we've got him set up with the water here. So
you were gonna shoot water at me though, weren't you? Until I told you to turn it away, you were all set, armed and loaded to fire.
Well, I was more concerned about the electronics in the studio, to be honest.
And my engineers, thank you for that because yes, I would have been okay, but we're not so sure about the console here. All right, we got time for maybe a couple more. What else is hot? What about for girls?
Well, there's a couple of things for girls. One of the ones that we really love is girls love to drive and they love RC, but there's not a lot of cars that are done for that. This is from Jada. These are called the Girl Amazing RC vehicles. They're $19.99 and we've got a pink Camaro here. You can customize it with labels. It goes forwards, backwards, $19.99.
Now, this is radio so people can see that, but that's a pretty good size radio control car.
Yeah,
it's not tiny. It's like three times the size of your hand.
Right. It's about a foot long, and it's a replica of a Camaro, but it's in bright pink, and it comes with stickers. So, you know, people think girls don't like RC. They love RC, but they like to play with it consistent with girls' play pattern, which is decorating, fashion, style, and fun. And so this is great for them. Jade has done a great job of that.
Well, this is the time of year where we start to get active for the toy hunting, and I guess I have to start thinking about these things again because my audience knows this, and I guess some people might not know this listening right now, but I'm the father of a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old boy, one going to college next year.
Right.
I have a baby girl on the way. next year.
Awesome.
So all those toys that I thought I wasn't going to have to buy ever again, it, when you see me in subsequent years, I'll really be dialed in
here. You're
back. Especially to the pink Camaro, I think. Yeah, exactly. Tell the give the website out for the magazine, too.
It's ttpm.com or our app, Shop for Kids by TTPM.
Now, on the website, do you have helpful things? You know, one of the things that parents want to find out, like safety issues and reviews?
Absolutely. We rank everything by, is it fun? Does it have good repeat play value? And the instructions. We tell you if it's going to, don't do this after midnight on Christmas Eve. Don't try to put this together. We try to tell you, try to step you through it. And you can actually see what you get in the box with us.
That's very helpful. Chris Byrne, thanks for coming by the studio. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Give me that Spider-Man doll. I'm going to shoot my producer with it.
Awesome.